Fox Markets podcast with Justin Wade.
And joining me on the podcast Monday morning, it's Zach with the three charts in 3 minutes. He's, hopefully stocks moving on news. But before we go to that, Zach, another strong rise. We covered them on Friday, CloudTag and Proxama. They really are moving. They're shifting, aren't they?
Moving and shaking, yeah. It looks like CloudTag had hit 18 pence, which is the 2014 resistance line. I think I was promising that before. So only another 4p to go. But I just, I love the way that when the forces of darkness try and sabotage a company, they say there's fraud, there's this, there's that, people are stupid, don't do it. And it still goes up. That's what I really like. When, you know, all the mud that is possible to throw is thrown and it doesn't work.
Yeah, so never underestimate shareholder, you know, fans, bases who are committed to it, because the momentum behind this is phenomenal, and it'll take a truck to stop it. It really will.
Right, and the other one is Proxama, which had the gap through the 50-day moving average on Friday. That's what I call the rocket launcher. So we've held that and we're trying to push higher, and that looks like it'll go up to hopefully 1.6 pence as well. So two very good charts there.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, perfect charting material, those two.
Yeah, so you call it the rocket launcher, where it gaps through the 50-day moving average, is always a very bullish sign, you reckon, yeah?
Normally, yeah, it's normally, it's 80% plus, I think, on those.
Cool. All right, so three stocks a day. KEFI Minerals, operational update from July to August, ahead, now this is quite telling, I think, of the Q3 2016 update to be issued in October. Now, I think that's quite significant, because all they're waiting for is financed here, and it's been touted for a while, but the fact they said that, I think, means something. But anyway, KEFI, it started up, now it's down a little, and it's really at its support levels here, isn't it? What do you reckon?
There's a line of support from March, which is exactly at 0.48. Basically, you don't want to see it below the 200-day moving average at 0.43. I would probably wait for it to break the 50-day average at 0.54 before buying on this one, but the overall construction is positive. You had April push through the 200-day line, and now we've got a sideways shuffle, so hopefully it will eventually go up.
Cool. Next one is Coves, which I hold. I bought it at 15 pence, quite luckily. Trading update for April.
Pence?
Yeah, April to July. Sales growth still going strong. They're still growing. They're spending a lot of money, but it's growing. Of 115% year-on-year, and significant increase in brand awareness from under 1% to 18% in India. So Coove, K-O-O-V, what do you reckon?
Well, this is there was a gap through the 50-day moving average in April when the shares were 17 pence, which is possibly just before you went in.
Yeah.
So that was a rocket launcher number one, and then we've just had a gap through this, well, gap above the 50-day moving average today. That's now the 50-day line's at 60 pence, and I'm looking for £1.10 at the top of a May rising trend channel, which has its resistance line heading to that area, and that's valid while we hold basically the 60 pence there.
Marvellous. And the last one, Plutus Power Gem, PPG, final results, 69% reduction in losses after tax and a 914% increase in revenues. So what do you reckon?
Another gap through the 50-day moving average. That is currently at 1.29 pence. I've got the shares at 1.32 at the moment. So basically, while we hold above 1.2, which is an April support line, I'm looking for 1.8. So I have high hopes on both the last two stocks.
Marvellous. Before... too late. I was going to say, before I sneeze, thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.